Oh shit, I see what's happening. Discord is fucked. People actually use this?
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, my hot take would be, I think that Cowboy Bebop is probably the most overrated Watanabe show, and I think its best work is actually that short he did for Genius Party. Have you ever seen it? What's it called? Baby Blue?
You take Baby Blue over Bebop?
I would take Baby Blue over Bebop any day of the week.
Damn. Okay, well, what do you think is overrated about Bebop? What don't you like about it?
It's not like I particularly dislike it, so people kind of hold it up as like this pinnacle. But when I really look at it, I think it's just like, it's a decent show, you know? If I were to compare it to a Western show, it's just all right. As far as a particularly good anime, though, I'm not really sure how much it does. Like, okay, so we kind of...
Think about how incredibly realistic everything in the show feels. Like, how much of a lived-in world it portrays. Like, the way everything is drawn as if it's being actually used. Like you know, the ship is full of nicks and dings and stuff. Like, everybody has their own way of going about the day that, like, looks very distinct. Like, it characterizes the setting just as well as it does the characters themselves. And they're all pretty great.
No, I mean, you're right about that. It definitely takes, like, the whole show, it all feeds into each other. Like, some shows you feel like, well, this has really great characters, but what are they actually doing? Bebop, it takes the characters, it takes the universe, and it feeds in, and it gets that good atmosphere. But really, I think what Watanabe does best with his shows is it's that atmosphere. And I don't think he really came into his own until around Baby Blue. So you take the best Bebop episodes, and I think the highs are really high, but I think the lows are actually pretty low. I don't know. Off the top of my head, it's been so long. The eco-terrorist episode. Let's take that one as a use case. Oof. Like, it's good. Yeah, I mean, it fills into this kind of wacky feeling to the universe. But it's ultimately, like, real forgettable.
Yeah. I can see what you mean. I mean, it's more about... I mean, the thing with Cowboy Bebop is it has this running, it has this sort of running theme through it about how your actions and past will always catch up to you, and there's no way you can ever escape your own past, and, like, pretty much every single antagonist they deal with from the very first episode suffers from that exact same thing. They're always trying to run from themselves, and you can't, and that's ultimately what does spike in at the end, And I think the eco-terrorist, like, by the time they actually got around to killing that guy, like, he was so pathetic. And his actions were what brought him down.
Okay, yeah, no, I see your point. Like, definitely Bebop has that feeling of, like, running through your past, you know, right before Spike goes off to die, he has that line, which is a great line. I'm not going off to die, I'm going to see if I ever lived, because it's, like, everything that happened past a certain point to him never felt real.
Yeah.
Because of the weight of the past. I'll give you that. That's really good. I really think that, like, if you look at his later works, like Dandy, I think Dandy really took that idea and ran with it. In Dandy, you had the whole, once upon a time, I had something that was really, really beautiful and great, and then it's gone, and who am I now?
Dandy had some fucking amazing episodes. I like Bebop more than Dandy overall. But I adore Dandy, and I think some of, like, the individual best episodes of Dandy are among the best I've seen from anything Watanabe has done. The episode where the robot guy, like, has a crush on that one other robot and fights some other robot as, like, a giant.
Oh my god, I love that episode.
God,
yeah.
That fucking episode is so good.
Yeah, it's like, the 20 days it takes for a robot to want to drink coffee?
Yeah. Oh god.
I actually went back and I rewatched it recently, so I was a bit of a dumbass.